kunai. The pain was excruciating, but my adrenaline would have to get me through. Fortunately, the snake grabbed me and things were looking better, despite the missing foot. The dragon hit the ground and I used some extra rope and knife to tourniquet my leg and stop more blood from gushing out. I walked on the dragon's neck to check if it was dead. The snake put its head down and while its body hovered in the air so it could support me. I felt no heartbeat. He was dead. I walked over to Raiko while he was still alive. It was done. He had nothing to protect him. The dragon was dead. It was over for him. I wish I could say that this was one of those nice stories where the hero shows so much mercy and just puts the villain in jail. But he killed Masa. And he had his dragon suck out the souls of